You're about 12 years old now in La Paz, right. Bolivia.
In La Paz, Bolivia. New language. And because of my age, they put me in the fifth grade. Couldn't speak a word of Spanish. I went to a school called the American Institute. It was a private school. My uncle in Bolivia was able to finance that. Of course, everything was taught in Spanish, except they had a larger English curriculum than most schools over there. Fortunately, at that time, there was a girl there who spoke English and, of course, Spanish. She served as my interpreter. And to this day, I think I was the only kid there that had an official interpreter. But it didn't take me long to learn the language.
Your uncle in La Paz, he was in a business there?
Yes, he managed tourist hotels.
Okay.
Several there.
He was of some means.
Yes, he was. Mm-hmm.
And he could hire that interpreter for you?
No, she did that on a voluntary basis. I mean, she was a student there.
Okay.
I forgot to mention that. She was a student.
How long were you there then in La Paz?
In La Paz, I was there about 6 years.
And that would make you 18 years old.
About 18 years old.
Was that a pleasant experience for you there?
Yeah, well, of course, it was a different culture there. They didn't like any kind of gringo. You know what a gringo is? Gringo is kind of a newcomer. But especially Jews, of course, they didn't like. I remember the kind of culture, you know, that they like to start fights, like drawing a line in the sand and daring you to cross it, stuff like that. There's an awful lot I remember, except that I went to school there for 4 years.
You were into your teen years. Those are tough years anyway.
Mm-hmm. And I was always kind of small in size. So I learned rather than to stand and fight those big fellows, I could outrun them.
There was some anti-Semitism going on because your family was Jewish.
Yeah, some. There was some going on. You could see it. But they didn't really persecute us.
By the time you're 18 years old, did you learn of the history of what happened to the Jews in Auschwitz and other camps?
At that time, I didn't really know. I was beginning to learn about it. Because I never saw the inside of a camp. So right. My experience was different. Different from Eva Unterman, you know, who was in several.
Eva Unterman lives in Tulsa, and we have her oral history interview on our website.
Yeah, she's amazing.
Yeah. And so it was just beginning to come to you then about those ages?
Right. But again, I didn't dwell on the past. And that was the first time where I decided to go somewhere. I decided to go to Israel.